The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. You should consider yourself lucky if you ever come across the giant manta ray, that crazy wing-shaped creature that can measure up to 29 feet across. And you don't even have to go to the Great Barrier Reef to see these giant fish. I have seen them off the coast of Texas in Flower Garden Banks National Marine Sanctuary. Mantas worldwide are listed as a vulnerable species, which is the ranking just below endangered. The animals are typically found out in the open ocean in tropical and subtropical waters, occasionally congregating in sites far from the coast where they gorge on deep water zooplankton. That has made tracing them back to their nursery grounds, usually along the coasts or in reefs, difficult. Flower Garden Banks may be attractive to the juvenile mantas because it's an area where the seafloor slopes into deep water. So protecting the manta ray nursery site is critical for their survival. While population numbers for giant manta rays are hard to come by, a related species, the reef manta, which until a decade ago was seen as the same species, has decreased by 90% over the last decade. Their gill plates are used in Chinese medicine, which has led to a sharp increase in illegal fishing of rays.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.